Please join me in prayer.
Holy and gracious God, inspire us with John's story to testify to your light. Bless us as we ponder this word in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You may be seated.
Decades ago, well before Apple became a corporate giant, it launched its Think Different campaign. So, in addition to billboards that featured folks like Gandhi, Einstein, Martin Luther King Jr., Amelia Earhart, Cesar Chavez, and even the Dalai Lama, there was also a video. And the script to this video went like this. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can praise them, disagree with them, quote them, disbelieve them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things, they invent, they imagine, they heal, they explore, they create, they inspire. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. No one could ignore John the Baptist. When John's parents weren't around, I imagine the neighbors whispered, "That boy's a bit odd," or "That kid marches to the beat of a different drum," or "He just sees the world differently." And when John grew up, he stayed different. Although his dad was a priest, John didn't follow in his footsteps. He wore camel skins. He ate bugs. He spent his time in the countryside baptizing people. He was different. One couldn't ignore him, and they didn't. They meaning the religious authorities. So these religious authorities send a delegation, well actually two different delegations, to interrogate John. The first delegation came from the Sadducees, the priestly aristocratic party. They send a group of priests and Levites to assess John's credentials. The Sadducees had problems in the past with messianic pretenders, and they wanted to know what they might be up against with John. "Who are you?" they ask. Now John, who thinks different, who sees different, also speaks different, He doesn't answer, well, I'm John, the son of Zechariah the priest. He says, I am not the Messiah. Taken aback, the priests and Levites ask, what then? Are you Elijah? I am not. Are you the prophet? No. When they ask him again, well, who are you? John answers, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. This is not a normal conversation. This is a conversation between two different ways of thinking, two different ways of seeing. This is a conversation between those whose vision is constricted by the rules and regulations of convention and one who sees by the light of Christ. Now, a second group also interrogates John. This delegation is from the Pharisees, a wealthy, educated group of laymen. Now, the Pharisees, like the Sadducees, question John's credentials. They ask, well, why are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? John gives an answer, but not the answer to the question they have asked. It's the answer to a question they haven't asked, and a question they don't ask because they don't see differently. In fact, they don't see at all. John tells them, among you stands one whom you do not know, the one coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. Among you stands one whom you do not know. The Messiah, the Christ, stands among them. He's probably somewhere there in the crowd, but they do not recognize him. They do not see different. They do not think different. Their vision is constricted. They do not see by the light. What might it mean for us to see different? To see the world by the light of Christ, to think different about the people among us. The Mexican writer-director Alonso Alvarez Barrera won the short film competition at the Cannes Film Festival in 2008. This video, which incidentally is on YouTube, so you can find it. It's called Historia de un Letrero, which in English is the history or the story of a sign. The film opens with the sound of birds chirping. It is a beautiful day. Children delight in the antics of pigeons and squirrels as they stroll with their families through a Mexican plaza. Alone on the pavement, a blind man sits next to a tin can with a sign that reads, "Have compassion, I am blind." And people occasionally toss a coin his way. Many, however, ignore him. And in their own way, that makes them as blind as he is. Then a young man in a suit walks through the plaza. He stops, looks at the man, takes off his sunglasses and looks. He really looks at the older man. Without saying a word, he takes out his pen, picks up the sign, turns it over, and starts writing on the back. When he finishes, he places the sign next to the can and continues on his way. Something is different. People stop. They look. They give generously, so generously that the can overflows. At the end of the afternoon, the young man returns to the plaza and stops in front of the blind man. "What did you do to my sign?" asks the older man. The young man smiles and says, "I wrote the same thing you did, but in different words." And as he walks away, the camera pans to the sign. It reads, "Today is a beautiful day, but I cannot see it." The young man was someone who could see different, who could think different. By rewriting the blind man's sign, the same message, but with different words, he helps the people passing through the plaza to open their eyes and, more importantly, their hearts. He helps the blind man, but he also helps others see and think different. This is testifying to the light of Christ. When we see with this light, we discover that God thinks and sees different. We may think that God only sees our sins and our failures, but the truth is God sees our promise and our possibilities as well. God sees us and our world not simply as we are, but also in light of who we can become. God envisions a world where the captives are set free and the prisoners released. God envisions a world where those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Today is a beautiful day. Can we see it? Take a moment each day this last week of Advent, the next 7 days. Take a moment to pause and to look, to really look at this world. Look at the people around you. Look at yourself with the light of Jesus. And allow this light to change the way you think and see. Fret not about imperfection and failure, but marvel instead at the wonder, the promise, and the possibilities of life. Think different. See different. Because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. Amen. Please stand as you're able as we sing "Christ Be Our Light," 715 in the red hymn books.